Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
I love the way I say that, don't you? Another frantic Friday. So, we'll have some fun. Betty Jo Tucker, already in the room. I see her online listening. Due to some technical complications, our episode on Mel Street was delayed, but you can hear it tomorrow. 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. Really, I promise you, I really do.
Promises, we forget all about promises, and only keep some of the easier. I confess, I do. Make believe, however small the possibility, yet somehow tripped up by reality. Formality, it seems. Oh, I have found, having come a long way round, I am closer. I'm closer than before. Here and now is all it's about. Let's use it before we lose it. Go and ask anybody, they will all say the same. Everyone, love is contagious. We are part of the chain. Memory, and you will see my love. Oh no, there's no future in a memory, and you will see my love.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But somehow tripped up by reality. Ha! A melody, it seems. Oh, oh, I have found, having come a long way round, I am closer, I'm closer than before. It's here, and it's now, and that's all that it's about. Let's use it before we lose it. Go and ask anybody,
best friend. At 16, I'm in love with Cass, but I'm dating her best friend. At 18, I'm just angry. I think nobody loves me. I hate everybody. At 21, Rosie loves me. For almost a year, I'm too drunk to notice that she's a hooker. And I'm too drunk to care because I don't even love her. At 23, I'm madly in love with Carol. Or even engaged until she dumps me at 25. I confess I really want to be an actor and not the middle-class banker I promised her. Well, I'm being selfish, I know, but I was still heartbroken. At 26, Sharon and I are madly in love. But she tortures me with endless flirtations, constant tests to prove my love for her. After 3 years of anxiety, frustration, anger, everything, I just fell out of love. It's over. It's then she becomes the woman I thought I originally fell in love with. It's too late. She asked if we could at least be fuck buddies. I said, okay. At 30, I'm in love with Eileen. It's the beginning of women's lib. She weighs our relationship in terms of what her women's group feels is appropriate. She dumps me because they say I'm too sexist and not a sensitive enough guy for her. She leaves a parting message on my answering machine. It says, thank you. You helped me grow. At 32, I'm living with Susan. She's a free spirit. She feels that an open sexual relationship is what she needs to fulfill herself as a woman. She runs off to Toronto and living in a teepee with some hippie. And she leaves her needy sister behind until I work up the guts to kick her out. I sleep with a lot of women during those summers of free love. I don't have much fun. And I got to clap 3 times. A friend makes a telling observation. He says, you know, all the women you fall in love with, they're the same person. They just look different. Wow. That moment of clarity here. She offers me a blind date with her friend to prove her point. I accept. And I think I feel real love for the very first time. Yeah, 40 years later, I'm still asking myself, what the hell is love? And I realize I might never know the answer. Seems more now an abstraction rather than some tangible sensation. I'm 70 years old, and I think I know less about love than when I started. I'm really grateful for all the love I've been given, but I have no real feel sense of what I ever honestly returned.
Keep on rolling crazy, 'cause I'm a pussy.
My little guy is fading, life support is raining. I'm gagging and choking and dying, but someone's calling out my name.
What's that?
Reach up, I do, and I'm suddenly for free. And I'm thanking God that shelter was in the vicinity.
You got Frankenstein, hate in mind, thinking bites ain't wise when you shake the dice. Zombies trying to stomp me, I only want peace, but I calmly chop these and probably not breathe. Please, I've been pushing my ABCCXYs way before my late teens.
Better keep your fam.
I see you there, LR6X, cause I need to share. I can spend a whole day saving lives, like killing enemies nationwide for the greatest prize. But I'm still stuck sitting in my living room. Nobody cares, I built and I'm winning too, cause I'm trapped.
MC, most underrated MC in the NYC. Yo, I'm trapped in a dungeon in the public arena, pitching fastballs like I was Mike Mussina. More hated on than Venus and Serena. Yo, my weed is greener, I get mad for Gina. Please believe I'm taking this world by storm like Hurricane Katrina. Yo, you're gonna need FEMA when I blast my Nina.
Don't talk about this, but my man is Mega. Sound like Mario on a
headphone.
I'm on a hot man.
Smell like hell's rest stop, and my cellmates together look like ZZ Top. I only got locked up because my CD's hot, and rappers were afraid of me like a VD shot. But now I broke out, I'm back, I'm seeking vengeance on the cast that tried to lock me up and stop me, but I'll not be touched, I'm back. You better listen close before the next time I'm in prison for verbal annihilation and subsequent rap victim.
Well, shit, I'm trapped.
The phone was attached to the wall.
4 feet away from it to talk. And other people who lived near you could listen to your conversation. It was incredible. Our TV was black and white. $2. I mean, if you count Craig. It was great. And we only had 3 channels, it's true. And you get in a fight with your brother and they break the antenna. So the little one would have to hold it with aluminum foil to watch it. And that's how we watched TV. That was so stressful. It was so stressful for me growing up. Now we've got everything. I mean, the only way I keep up with technology is I had a son, and that was it. Charlie, you're very great. I got to follow up. It's a very old man. Very old man, sweetheart. But it's great. Listen, they just released A Cure for Insomnia. Did you hear this? La Miz on DVD.
If the movie is too long and it sounds like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped here watching It's La Miz. I had a dream the film would end.
One. I'm a mother of two, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way, he followed me home, so I kept him. Come here, that's good. We've been married a long time. Secret to a good marriage is you gotta have date nights. Twice a week you go out, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. He's always on some kind of new fad diet. This week it's coconuts and bananas. It's all great, coconuts and bananas, even if I ask for anything else, don't give it to me. Oh, he hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. No, I didn't look at him, no! He's so cute that way. I love it. It's fun being married, too. That's right. And more about me. You know what? I'll tell you something about myself. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. When I saw West Side Story, I said, wow, that is so my life. How did they know? Now, I'm also from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't comprend, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, listen, mira, no hay apelo. And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to give me, these mom wisdoms, the cliches, or cliches, as she called them. Mira, Nancy, do this easily, cliches, it's going to change your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You've got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. You know, she was strange. She didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She told me to ask the amount is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all the little boy questions. I'll never forget. He's just so cute, always asking me about things. And I want to be honest with him. And so, you know, I didn't know how to tell. Because when I was a little, my mom would brush my hair, was really curly. I go, ow, ow. And she goes, Wiz, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? So, for the longest time, I thought having a hairbrush had something to do with having the baby. Now, with that in mind, I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And if you could just help me with this, okay? When I go like this, you go, There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a-searching for an affectionate lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand, One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one such a lady swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many have surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin.
Charlie. Mom, I went to New York with Dad. I know where babies come from now. Okay. It's all good. That's so cute. What a nice looking group here. You guys just getting good. You guys friends? Yes, she is, right? Is she?
Yeah.
He's too shy, he's just like that. The comedian's picking on me. What's your name?
Mike.
Michael? That's the most popular name. Good for Mike. What do you do, Michael?
I'm a chef.
You're a chef? Chef? Good for you. What kind of chef?
Organic food.
Organic food. Farm to table, very nice. That's it. Do you have any hobbies, Mike? You play some music? Do you have any favorite, what?
No, music and basketball.
Thank you, your translator, George Bettinger. Thank you. Your translator said, you like to listen to music and play basketball. It's amazing how those little pronouns help me along there. But they play basketball. And these are your friends? Is this your girlfriend? No? No? That's an affirmative no. Okay, all right, you move further away. Sorry, Mike, you're kind of cute. Okay. All right, so you're a chef, you like basketball and music, organic food, and she's not your girlfriend. Good to know. What a coincidence, Mike, I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. I know a guy, sweet as can be, but he only likes to mumble information to me.
Yes, next week Meryl Streep will be tuning in. Well, in a way, she'll be on Blog Talk Radio's Movie at a Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. But this Tuesday, it will be Meryl Streep. And I'm going to, so hard working on a small computer for the dashboard of the Betty Jo, by the way. It's like so tiny, I've got to try to find the music, but I will find it. I will find it. And Meryl Streep by Afterbirth Monkey. This is for Betty Jo.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up!
Listen up!
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity, when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Ah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything, but in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else.
Ah!
So turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh, Meryl
Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
That'll be tomorrow on Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters. Meryl Streep. That's all we're going to talk about. Meryl Streep tomorrow. All right, yes, I met her at the Obies, Gail Parento. Yeah, was a great publicist for the Obies. I don't know if you guys know that. Fantastic publicist. Anyway, let's have one more thing with us. Tune in to Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters tomorrow at 4 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. And watch my TV show tonight, 7 p.m. Three channels on New York City, or go to www.mnn.org. But I promised Afterbirth Monkey I would play their new song, Chore Wheel. So I'm going to do it before I go. Last song. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters the following Tuesday, not tomorrow, upcoming Tuesday. I know. I'm sorry, Betty Jo, but I'll get it in there. Okay. Hope you heard that, Betty Jo. Last 14 seconds. It was Afterbirth Monkey. Check them out on Facebook and CD Baby. They're terrific. Betty Jo Tucker. I will announce it.
On iTunes, Bandcamp, and Amazon.
Sorry, forgot that was there. All right, thank you for tuning in to Movie Etiquette Quarters. Thank you for tuning in to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you.